Living Life Under Pressure, Day 2. This week, our posts are a bit shorter than normal. The reason for this is to allow you time to really think about your own life, examining changes you may need or want to make. My goal is to provide you with Bible verses and guiding questions to help you discover how God can and wants to help you accomplish just that. The Beans, hearing God's message to you. As I read today's verse the first time, think about what word or phrase stands out to you. The verse, Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 and 34. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. As I read the verse a second time, what part of your life, what circumstance, relationship, struggle is this word or phrase speaking to? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Pause to pray, write, or just think before you read today's verse a final time. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The Steam, what does this mean to me and how can I apply it to my life today? List out everything you are worried about, then tear that paper to shreds. We know that worrying is pointless. It doesn't help our situation at all. If we want to live in the moment and enjoy our lives, we've got to stop worrying. Do what you can, fix what is within your control, and then ask God for his peace to break through so that you can leave the worrying to him.